glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Seven dimensions of conquest. Seven dimensions. I believe with all my heart that we have crossed over into new dimensions. Now, we have to measure the breadth, the height, the depth, and the width. There's a measure. We have to begin to measure where we are. You know, when Israel crossed over, the Lord said, allow the ark to go so many cubits ahead of you because I'm going to take you away you've not been before. You're going to encounter enemies you've not encountered before. And I'm going to give you strategies you've never had before. So for you and I, it's essential, it's imperative that we come into the place of rest and dependence upon God. And not just upon your gift or, you know, your education or whatever that we can tend to lean on. But the first dimension of conquest, since we've crossed over, is that dimension of understanding a new kairos in God. The understanding or knowing, let me say it that way, knowing a new kairos in God. The manna has ceased. Now you eat of the corn of the land. A new kairos allows us to enter into a new season of grace. See, the grace you had before the conference is old grace now. It's past. It's old grace. Somebody say old grace. Old grace. Sometimes we're trying to hold on to something old, but see, we've entered into another kairos, and you have to know a new kairos. That's why we need to know movements when God moves. You know, whenever the cloud moved, they needed to move or they'd be sunburned. Whenever the pillar of fire moved, they needed to move. Otherwise, they'd freeze. You know, the desert. Freezing at night, scorching hot in the day. So they had to move with the cloud. Some of us, when we go back home, you're going to have to move. You're going to do some stuff because God is moving. Somebody say new grace. There's a new grace. And that grace is equipping us to come into that place I like to call fulfillment. I can't speak for you, but I'm fed up with not having things fulfilled. You know, you can only dream so long. Dreams have to be fulfilled. Come on, it's time, and it's time for the church. See, the whole theme of this conference is extraordinary prophetic fulfillment. God didn't give us that just, you know, for flowery. No, extraordinary. The extra on the ordinary. Not going back to just ordinary, you know, routine stuff that we've been doing for years. But it's time for extraordinary prophetic fulfillment. Prophecy that has been spoken over our lives, that we've been holding on to. It's time for that to begin to manifest now. Amen. Tangibly, where we can touch it, where we can see it, where we can say, this is it. A kairos, we understand, is a specified time that God has appointed for specific things to happen and be fulfilled. The kairos, I like to say it this way. A kairos is a time when what has to happen will happen. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what's in the environment. It doesn't matter what the obstacles are. When a kairos takes place, what has to happen will happen. Whatever it is that has to be moved is going to move because it can't stop. Abraham and Sarah, ideal example, said at the appointed time. In other words, I'm telling you today of a new kairos. There's a time I'm going to visit you, and Sarah's going to be with child. Doesn't matter how old you are or what the situation is. What I say is going to happen when I say it's going to happen. Amen? You'll never take on this dimension of conquest living in the old day. You know, going about things the same way that you did before you got here. When you leave, your mindset's got to change. Yeah, you know, I'm going about some things differently. I'm getting another perspective about situations. And saying, no, I'm not going about it. That was then. That got me here, but that's not going to get me, amen, the possession. Come on, there's a shift. See, sometimes we just kind of settle. You know, that's If you're trying to get something different doing the same thing, they say that's next door to crazy. Doing the same thing the same way, trying to get different results. Come on, are we really ready to shift in our mind? Because see, your spirit is shifted. We just have to inform ourselves. There is a shift. You probably sense it. I sensed a tremendous governmental shift last night. And even the first night when the apostle was speaking, I knew there was a wind blowing. I said, okay, Lord, the wind of change is here. Give us to define this and to capture this and then to move forward as we, you know, as this conference ends. It's not ending, it's beginning for us. It's a kairos, okay? So the kairos that we need to know, this new kairos, is a time of grace. Now, grace is not just unmerited and unearned. It's the enabling. You need grace to be able. You can't do it yourself. Grace is unmerited, unearned, undeserved, but it's also the enabler. It's what enables us. We have the grace. Just tell somebody right now, I got the grace. It will enable you. It's that enables you to enter into what you are supposed to enter into. Tell somebody, you can't be scared. You're scared. That's beyond scared. We face that because we're facing things we've not faced before. And when you don't understand it, you know, the enemy tries to hit you with intimidation, you know, hit you with criticism or hit you with stuff. And you can't be scared. You can't allow these things to push your spirit back. No, we have to understand, I have grace for this. God is on my side. God's graced me for this. I'm in my metron. And everything in my way has got to get out. You'll see in one of these dimensions as we get to them, that there's a dimension where everything you do has to bring about good success. Everything you do has to prosper. Come on, this is the church. This is not a pipe dream. This is not something, you know, we hope for one day. No, this is what God says. As we enter into these dimensions and not become leaking vessels, you know, that's the key. Too many times, like an old vehicle, it leaks oil. Before you know it, the engine's tapping, and you're not getting gas mileage. Before you know it, it's smoking. Police pull you over, you're in trouble. You know, no, we can't be leaking vessels. And you know, a lot of what leaks out of us is either through our thought life or mostly through, let me just say it this way, nobody get offended, stupid stuff we say, stupid stuff. You know, the devil baits you into saying stuff. And then all of a sudden, all your joy gone because of the foolishness of your mouth. A man is snared by the words of his lips. It's a trap. We can't just say anything, especially as leaders, we can't just be saying anything and talking to people any kind of way. Now that might be a little appeasement for the flesh for a while, but you just lost a battle. Devil ain't got bothered, you know, when he just walk away. See, when he planted that seed with Eve, he knew, I don't have to do anything now. Just let the seed grow. When the seed is ready, I'm coming back for it. And he comes back at the time when that seed is ready to be harvested. And he'll wait till you get a measure of influence or about to get a breakthrough. And he's coming for his seed because of some stupidity on our part. So we cannot live carelessly. You know, when you soldiers can't live carelessly. Now if you're on vacation, you know, you're just vacation. You're laying by the pool, you read a book or just, you know, casual. You know, hey, when you're at war, you cannot be careless. Hello? And tell somebody, I got grace for this. A lot of us don't like to watch. We don't watch our conversation. We don't like to watch what we you know, we feel like it's a burden, but it's not a burden. We have grace for it. It's not a legalistic thing. We have grace for it. You know, the Holy Spirit in us will monitor situations. We need to watch. We need to watch our words. We need to watch our thoughts. We're at war. And, you know, a lot of it's a war on words. It's not the devil trying to necessarily put sickness on you or kill you. No, if he can get you to say something, give him an inroad. See, Eve, what was Eve's big mistake? Eve said, God said we're not to eat of the fruit, nor are we to touch it. God didn't say that. That was his inroad. Gotcha. I can talk to you now. As you saying what God didn't say, that's you talking. And that's where a lot of times we get snared and we wonder why things aren't developing, why we're not further along, why there's not the cooperation, you know. And even the leaders we raise up around us have to be on point. They're not going to be perfect, but, you know, you need to challenge them. I tell you, I'm not taking people to war with me that I know ain't going to war. They're going to get me killed. No, you really do. I mean, it's war because we're taking some stuff back. We are. We're taking stuff back. I can't speak for you, but we're taking stuff back. And I understand the intensity involved in it. Amen. And the focus that it takes. We can't play games. Our legacy is involved. Generations following us. It's not about us. Amen. We're going to war on their behalf. Amen. All right, so this grace, the new kairos, is a time of grace that will enable you to enter into what you're supposed to enter into. See, the old day has old promises. The promises are old. We have to know the new kairos. God moved. The old day, those promises were good. But it's a new day now. It's a new kairos. And there are new promises. The old day, like the old covenant, had old covenants. Old things that God did and was going to do, but this is a new day. The old day had an old grace that was sufficient for that time. That grace is not sufficient for you today. Tell somebody, I got grace for today. You know, sometimes we just put it all in one ball of wax, but it's not like that. No, God is specific. God deals with us on a daily basis. He has appointments. There are things he wants to get done at certain times. He wants us in certain places. He wants us involved with certain people. He wants, you know, God is very specific. Not just in general. And as we go to war, as we go into this land of Canaan, you know, the strategies are very specific. And we need to hear, we need to know. And first, we need to know that it's a new kairos. Jacob said, you know, when he wrestled with the angel in Genesis 32, the angel said, let me go for the day breaketh. And Jacob said, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. In other words, something was about to happen. Something was about to change everything. And Jacob knew it. God gave him a grace to know it. He gave him a grace to hold on to that angel. Come on, tell somebody, I got grace. Let me go here for a moment, and then we'll go on. You know, we have to be very keen on how God started us out in this race. God's going to deal with you. I'll never forget. I share my testimony everywhere. When God first saved me, what he did, it was short of nothing miraculous, but I understand that throughout my walk with him, he's led me. These are strategic times. Let me give you an example. Jacob, from the time he was born, when Jacob was born, well, before he was born, before he was born, his mother, Rebecca, went to the Lord and said, you know, what's going on inside of me? It was a struggle going on inside. And the Lord said, there's two nations there. When Jacob was born, first of all, he was given trouble with the pregnancy. Then when he was born, he came out holding on to Esau's heel. Is that right? Come on. Holding on. His entire life was that of being a competitor, a supplanter. You have to understand, this was his metron. This was who he was. But make a long story short, at the Ford Jabbok, he's wrestling again. In other words, all through his life, God used that, who he was. You know, he ran from Laban, tricked Esau. You know the story. But here, when he's about to cross over, God is using him in that same metron of wrestling. Crossover. How has God led you? Don't be a copycat. They're trying to copy somebody's success. No, that's just copying. That'll make you successful. You're just copying something. But how has God spoken to you? You know, here's another interesting thought. David was called by a prophet, Samuel. When David sinned, see that strong prophetic voice is what initiated David's call to be a king. David, when he got into sin, his conscience wasn't even, he wasn't even concerned with it in that until a prophet came to him. Nathan came to him, did the analogy of the little ewe lamb, and David was broken. He said, you are the man. The way that God started him out, he had to hear on that level. Just anybody couldn't have came to David. See, sometimes we gravitate to, that's why I say you better be careful who you're taking to war with you. You better take somebody that can be on the frequency that you're on, that can speak into your life. David was called by a prophet, he had to be corrected by a prophet. Joseph and dreams. We were going over this recently. Joseph had a dream. God began to deal with him with dreams.
We continue in Seven Dimensions of Conquest. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS. Or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.